Hello, this is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to Cooking for Health. In this first week, I'm going to be giving you all the things you need to stock your cupboard with so that you can eat healthfully and in a hurry. And one of those things is in this sort of grain and flour category of things. So regarding grains and flours, there are quick meals that you probably don't even know you can make. And they're so good. Things like couscous. Have you ever made couscous? Do you know what you do with couscous? You take they're like these little grains, and you put them in stock or water, and they absorb the fluid, and you can put anything in there. You put butter, salt, and pepper for flavor, but you can also chop up any vegetables in there, and it makes its own meal. It's wonderful. The same thing is true with quinoa. If you have quinoa and couscous in your cupboard, then you've got a quick, easy side or even a main. Now, for your breakfasts, you should have oats, just plain oats, 5-minute, 10-minute steel cut. It does not matter. From a nutritional standpoint, it doesn't matter. Or even grits. You know how long it takes to make grits? Nothing. It's so quick, and it's wonderful, and you can have it with an egg. You can have it with stuff. It's easy. Those are the grains. Regarding the flour, wheat flour is better than white flour, but by a little bit. So there's nothing wrong with white flour, but wheat flour happens to be better. You should keep a little flour on hand so you can make breads if you want, so that you can thicken sauces if you want. It's something to have on board. And again, wheat is a little better than white. Fair enough? All right, well listen, if you have any questions, come by our site. That's willclower.com. You guys take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.